fans, we are back from the break, and if my sources are correct, Mr. Petit has demanded Sunday Superstars be stopped so that he can address the millions at home and the thousands in attendance here tonight. In fact, well, as you can hear from the opening note of his entrance music, it's time for Mr. Petit to expose Jack Craven for the fraud that he is. And since I value my job, I'm going to turn the show over to our very controversial boss.
OC in a high wrestling tennis, more powerful than a Chris Ross wipeout against a Steve Holmes.
Let's go, Chris Ross. Let's go, Chris Ross. Let's go, Chris Ross.
It was at least three flaming tables up a hell in a cell in a single bound. It's a bird. It's a plane, baby. It's the most prolific antagonist the world has ever known. Welcome to our home. Welcome to our show. And by the power vested in me by the guy who knows Raphael Palmero, it's steroid. Welcome to Sunday Superstar. Agenda's gonna be to the point and brief, because quite frankly, when I'm done talking about this person tonight, I never, ever want to hear his name uttered in our great halls again.
Jackal.
With that said, let's jump off the shallow end head first in the kiddie section. Because most people think what happened that last fight between Jack Craven and Chris Ross was an accident, am I right? Poor Jackalmania smashed his head into a steel pole, and it wasn't supposed to happen, right? My weakness was an accident. My weakness that signed Jack Craven back to a WWE contract as he single-handedly left BCW high and dry was an accident. Truth be known right now, Jack Craven left because he simply wasn't interested. Jack Craven woke up the day after winning BACW's heavyweight championship crown and decided in his own selfish mind that this sport was about him and that he was only accountable for himself. Jack Craven decided when he woke up that very morning that his fame, his friends, and everybody involved in BACW were expendable. You men weren't worth his time. I wasn't worth his time. This place that he played, he sweat, he bled, and he cried for years. Eventually, wasn't worth his time. You people made him a household name. The wrestlers in the back who jobbed to him made him a household name. After all of that, it simply didn't matter to that self-serving son of a bitch. Now that I said that, Jack Craven, on that day, you said screw you to BACW. And you left because your selfish eyes had nothing left to accomplish. Am I right, Jacko? And to that, Jack Craven, I look down to you in hell, and from this great time on Sunday Superstars, in front of every single person in attendance tonight, I will stand at thee. 1,000 hypocrites, WWE had to kick out because they wanted to kill us and lay claim as our sole supporters exist. They couldn't control us, so they were going to try to take us out one by one. But boys, when you're going to war, when you're playing chess, when you're playing any kind of game, you don't go after the number one piece first. That was your first mistake. Bullshit, you people say. Bullshit, this Kavanaugh from his home. Then tell me why my Kavanaugh retired every single damn time he lost the world title. Tell me why Jack Kramer always seemed to be on the outs with me when he had the bad week trying to interview. Look at the evidence that tell me it's bullshit. And that each and every time a younger star like Chris Cross or Derek Clark began to get some attention, these two all of a sudden had a problem with the front office. And ask yourself, why each and every one of you in the back were broke to join that failed union? When I was in the hospital removing a cancerous tumor from my chest, I'll tell you something, people. Those motherfuckers that we kicked out of here were lions hunting prey. And when they saw the great white machine wounded in the grass, they tried to take me out because they knew without me, you people would fall under the iron fist that they wanted to rule. But boys, Kavanaugh, Craven, Magnum, you failed. Upon my return from the hospital, I recovered the truth, and I started on turning stone. And it was at that time that I knew, people, I knew I had to make a speedy decision to start over or allow these bastards of intimidation to kill the very thing we all love. Remove the cancer is what the doctor did to me. So remove the cancer is what I did to them. Craven, you are a liar. Jack Craven, you are an opportunist snake. Jack Craven, you have always been a quitter in my eyes. But most importantly of all, Jack Craven, you are a Hall of Fame boxed up in space. The truth is, Jack Craven, you robbed somebody of their rightful place in that Hall of Fame for your own selfish purposes. Today, WWAERESTLE.org and our wrestlers in the back spit on your dirty memory, Jack Craven, and I deprecate of the delusion of your legacy here. Tonight, I cut the cancer, what's known as Jack Craven, out of our BACW limb. And now we embrace the honest, the brutal family we have now become. No longer is there a secret handshake. No longer are there clicks. Everybody is all for one and one for all. You fans, you people in the back, I want to keep me going. You people, I want to keep these battles going. WWE ain't about one, folks. It's about the acceptance of the collective. Tonight, I come here to you people with the truth. A truth that I was once afraid to expose. But I'm no longer afraid of what will happen in WWE. Because this motherfucking song, the witches and bitches are dead. Now can you dig in, sucker? From this day forward, new mud siding WWE. And all is fun. They left, and we did not die. They left, and we did not win. They left, and WWE and its rappers in the back answer the call. Like a $6 million man, we are now stronger, faster, and more powerful than ever. And tonight, I will add another piece of greatness to this monster of a roster, showing you that I will never give up my search of excellence. I will never leave these bars in the back. And I will always support those who support me. Tonight, WWE will continue to live. And finally, to Noah Bush, you selfish little motherfucker, I say one last time to your cheating, undeserving, ballot box stuffing punk ass hypocritical soul, I just hope you enjoy the brutality.
Wow, I mean, what can you say about those accusations? I mean, Jack Craven rigged his Hall of Fame nomination? I mean, that's got to be one of the lowest, most undignified things I've ever heard. Those awards are meant to honor people in a fair way. You know what, fans? I'm starting to see Batiste's point. Mike Kavanaugh did always seem to get injured when he lost his World Heavyweight Championship, and, well, Jack Craven always did seem to have problems with Mr. Batiste when he failed to put forth the effort. And I guess so did Magnum Randall. He filed suit. Every time Craven had an issue, Randall had an issue. You know, I even heard rumors that Eddie Outlaw's exit was because of the Knights, too. And even I was approached to join the Knights when this big walkout happened on Batiste a couple of months ago when he was in the hospital getting his cancer removed. You know, call Batiste whatever you want, but he certainly does have a ton of evidence supporting his claim. No doubt we might hear from Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh in the weeks to come about his own version of what happened, his own version of the story, if you will. But for right now, Mr. Batiste has let the cat out of the bag, and anything said by Kavanaugh, Randall, or Outlaw, you know, simply, in my opinion, it's just going to be damage control and will have no merit. You know, as you can see, Mr. Batiste is gone. His bomb has been exploded. And I don't know what else to say except, let's go to the ring for our next bout.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest will be held under PACW hardcore rules. This means anything goes. No time limit, and this match can only end with a pinfall. Already in the ring, making his WWE debut, this is Johnny X.
You know, for somebody who talks a good game, this Johnny X doesn't look too impressive to me up close. I mean, so many times you see a wrestler come in here to WWE promising everything under the sun, and all too often, they leave barely getting their feet off the ground. I mean, if Billy Ray comes into the ring with the intensity he showed at last race, Johnny X might have an X place in the loser's column tonight. And speaking of losers, the carnival is in town, and here comes Billy Ray.
And his opponent, he comes to us from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and would only tell us he weighs more than a case of beer. Throughout his career, he has been known as the Drunken Bastard. Ladies and gentlemen, accompanied to the ring by his manager, the bartender, this is Billy Ray.
Well, as expected, here comes Billy Ray staggering down the aisle with the help of the friend, the bartender. He'll stop and kill. Oh, my God, what's he doing? Is he trying to go to sleep on the ramp? You know what? Come on, Billy, get up. You got a match, bartender. What did you do, give him a fifth of wild turkey? Oh, forget a fifth. Did you give him a case of fifth? I tell you something, folks. This guy has some serious alcoholic issues. And if he would just apply himself to getting sober, Billy Ray just might be more than a hardcore wrestler. Oh, look at that. The bartender's now trying to wrestle a beer can away from Billy Ray. The guy is sleeping, bartender. For God, oh, my God. Ray's holding the can like a baby. Well, I guess wait's not, want not. And finally, yeah, it looks like the bartender is getting Billy Ray to part with the can. No, he's not. Billy Ray is taking the can of beer into the ring, and as the bartender helps him up the stairs, Billy Ray, oh, look, he's rolling under the bottom rope. Well, the referee can't wait. This guy might fall asleep at any moment. He's calling for the bell, and here we go! Charging into the corner, Johnny extends Ray through the ropes with a clothesline from hell, and thudding to the floor. I can't tell if Ray even knows where he is. Reaching through the nylon and dragging Billy Ray back into the ring by his hair. Oh, my God, Ray just spewed beer into the eyes of Johnny X, and X is blinded. Smashing the now empty beer can into the head of Johnny X, this match is going to go extreme. Johnny stumbles to his feet. He's just connected with the killer beer can. Just get punched. And Johnny X has been broken open early in this contest. The Crimson Gunman, but Ray misses with the wild two-step elbow drop, allowing Johnny X to recover, and X is fighting up to his knees. Oh, he's making the cover. One, two, three, no kick out by Ray, and this one's going to continue. Mounted punches by Johnny X with Ray stunned in the center of the ring. Up to the heavens goes Ray's opponent, and here he comes, leaping off the turnbuckle, down across the chest of Billy Ray, and Johnny makes another press. Ray immediately kicks out before the referee can get into position. There has been very little wrestling going on in this contest by Billy Ray, and slowing the action down, Johnny X looks to wear the drunken bastard down with the picture-perfect textbook Fujiwara armbar. Cracking back against the joint, Ray is quick to rake the eyes, forcing the hole to be broken and warned by the referee. Billy Ray seems to be fighting his way back into this match, but don't give up on Johnny X just yet. Irish whip into the corner by Johnny X is reversed by Billy Ray and slamming into the turnbuckle with the third. Ray once again charges in on the offense. Repeated knees to the midsection of Johnny. Prep Johnny for another Irish whip into the opposite corner, but Johnny X turns the tables by sending Ray into the other corner with the thud. Stinger slam marks the spot and transitioning into a twist of fate. Johnny X has this one. Kick out by Ray, and this one's gonna continue. The crowd begins to grow restless and rolling to the outside and snapping his wheelchair close. Back into the square circle comes Johnny X with the weapon of extreme. Forcing it onto the logo, Johnny X loops Billy Ray's arm over his head, and he's going for a snap suplex. Yanking upwards, Billy Ray sits down on the move hard. Counter scoop slam by Billy Ray, and did you see that? Ray just clobbered Johnny X over the head with the steel chair, and fans, Johnny X is bleeding bad. Struggling to his feet, Ray unloads with a running knee to the face, and right now the referee is getting in Billy Ray's face. I can tell. What's he saying? He's yelling at Ray. There aren't any rules. I'm not sure why the referee is picking on Billy Ray. With the referee's back turned to Johnny X, here comes the bartender with a bottle of wild turkey, and look out, Johnny! Jesus, running moonshine across the Mississippi. The bartender just shattered the bottle over Johnny X's head, and fellas, Johnny X is knocked out cold. Turning to the referee, and of course not going to admit it. Come on, referee. Can't you tell the bartender hit him? It smells like bum fights in here. Dragging Johnny X into the corner of the ring, Billy Ray wobbles up to the top rope, and he's tipping off the turnbuckle. Ray just connected with his beer bomb finisher. Hooking the leg for the cover of the count. One, two, three, this one's over, and Billy Ray, with the help of the bartender, has won for a second time since his return here to WWA.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, the Drunken Bastard, Billy Ray.
Well, as Billy Ray continues to guzzle wild turkey as his reward in the center of the ring, it's time to go into the back, where X-Zone's roving reporter, Candace Hoffman, is sitting side by side with the former World Television Champion, True Greatness, Mike Morrison. Take it away, Candace.